Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
To you, and before addressing the intro and the core of this new episode from Stress to Authentic Success, I, Danielle Sachs, your host, just want to tell you for a minute, give you my best wishes to you and your loved ones for a healthy and fulfilling 2023. Now, let me tell you why a healthy 2023, because without health, the year is and can be so much more challenging. But if you sit in the driver's seat of your car, in the driver's seat of your life, you can take charge of your thoughts, your feelings, and actions. And this is my purpose in this show, to help you shift out of your stress into authentic success. Because to have the fulfilling 2023, you need to be who you are meant to be. And you need to do what you are born for to do, to be the best version of yourself, where the authenticity is the catalysator, we call it, for any form of success in your life. So from my heart to yours, I'm wishing you and your loved ones, again, a healthy and fulfilling new year. To you and welcome. Whether you are listening on the UK Health Radio platform or the UK Health Radio podcast, yes, the podcast that we launched, I truly appreciate you being here with me today, because I just want to say thank you for investing your time to get inspired and motivated to go from stress to authentic success. Now, you can also call it from feeling stuck and imprisoned to a life of freedom and fulfillment, because that is what the show is all about, to give you the stories, the tools, the tips that you can take charge of your health and wealth. And so go from, you could call it, a bitter life to a better life. So honestly, you can go from a bitter life to a better life. Believe me, it is possible. And today I'm going to talk to you once again about the mind. There was a title of one of my talks a few years ago, just before COVID hit us. And the title of the talk was, "It's All in the Mind, Isn't It?" I love that title. And so I would love to explain to you in this part of this show a little bit more about what this talk was all about. And I could ask you a question right now, and that is, do you want a happier or healthier life? Do you desire a wealthier life? Or do you want to have it all? And I'm going to show you two fundamental, powerful principles that will show you exactly how to do that. So please stay tuned, because we all know that being happy, healthy, and wealthy has to do with our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. It's the full spectrum. But today, it is my intention to make you realize for once and for all that it all starts with the mind. Understanding our mind and making our mind work for us, not against us. I see it every single week in my clients, how we use our mind against us and not for us. Our mind can work for us. So it's all about talking about mental health, the strength and fitness that as much we use it for physical health, for nutrition, for sleep, for exercise, we need to start using that strength and fitness also in our mental health. And the science has long discovered now the impact that our mind has on every single aspect and results in your and my life. And as a physiotherapist already, you probably know by now, if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that in my first life, I was a physiotherapist. And I was always intrigued about the function of the body. And I tried to do every single thing to heal my patients physically, with manipulations, massages, everything, my hands. I used my hand the whole day. But it isn't since I studied the mind-body connection, how our thoughts can influence the body and its functions and the power of the mind on our lives, that I now fully understand why so many symptoms like migraines, low back pain, any of those symptoms can keep coming back. And even if my treatments were the best, even if we have physical amazing strategies to make ourselves relaxed, why is it that every single time, so often, those symptoms come back? And so I do believe that in order to thrive in this world of overdrive, again, I see it so much in my practice. Most people live in a world of overdrive. And if you want to thrive in that world, it is really important that you and I, we both take our mental strength seriously and as much as we take our physical strength seriously. So let's just talk about the mind.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So today I am going to share with you two powerful and proven principles of the mind that you need to understand and apply into your life so that you can manifest exactly what you desire in your life, whether it's more happiness, more health, more wealth, whatever it is that you want. And here are those two principles. There's so many more rules of the mind. I mean, I think there's about 18 or 20 of them, but I'm just going to use those two just to make you realize that you have the power to create the life that you want from your mind, from your inner world. Now, the two powerful principles are the following. Number one, the words we say to ourselves are the most important words that we will say in our lives. That's the number one. And number two is the pictures you have about yourself in your head are the biggest force within you. That is all about self-image. So let me explain a little bit further. Number one was the words we say to ourselves are the most important words, conversation that we can have in our lives, because it's the conversation we have with ourselves on a consistent basis. So you and I, we need to invest in our inner dialogue. And you can check it now. You talk to yourself all the time, whether you realize it or not, through your thoughts. Those words are either, like I said, criticizing or killing you. For example, I'm so stupid. This traffic is killing me. This client is making me sick. All these things we say in our own inner world, in our inner dialogue. So we can have either the inner critic, but you can also have a conversation like a cheerleader who is saying, I'm doing the best I can. I choose to let it go. This is a challenge that I can overcome. I've got these amazing coping skills, so I'll get there. So can you see that your words are either strengthening you or weakening you? And you can even prove this for yourself with kinesiology, if some of you know, but it is so powerful that the I am is your identity, is your beingness. If you say, I'm dumb, I'm useless, or I'm amazing and I'm powerful, it's all up to you. You have the power and the ability to be who you want to be. So can you see that if you are going to change the words you say to yourself, that you are going to change your life? Because everything starts with awareness. Awareness is the first step of change. And I've said it in this show many times when we talk about change, bettering our lives. It is the first step. Awareness is the first step if you want to change anything in your life. So let's do that first step. Listen to yourself and consciously listen to the words that you speak. For example, I had a client the other day and she was talking to me the first 10, 15 minutes of our session about her situation and what had happened in those 2, 3, 4 days that we didn't speak to one another. And she was talking to herself about everything that she could not do, she did not have, like sentence like, oh, Danielle, I don't want to get sick. I don't think I can do this. All the time, it was about what things that were not working well, everything that was lacking, everything that was absent. So become aware of that talk in your head, that voice, that inner voice in your head, in your inner dialogue that is telling you. Because by now, you probably know that the universe always listens. The universe always honors and matches your words so that you attract exactly what you talk about in your head. Likes attract likes. That's the law of attraction. That's how energy works. So do our thoughts and words. So never again, please, you listener, never again underestimate the effect of criticizing yourself, which we all are conditioned and programmed to do from a young age. So my tip to you is to actually start saying words of praise, making compliments to yourself. Make complimenting yourself a habit and then see what happens in your life. So that inner dialogue is one of the most important conversations that you have in your life. The words you say to yourself are the most important words. That was number one. Thank you. So as I was asking you in the beginning a few questions about what it is that you want and what it is that you desire, a happy life, a healthier life, a wealthy life. Well, I did this because we want and desire so many things. But let me tell you, it's not what we desire, what we want. It's what we think and believe about ourselves and our world in our own mind that will determine our feelings, actions, habits, and results. Do you know the quote of Buddha saying, "All that we are is the result of what we have thought"? And there are so many books, even movies, on the fact that every single thought we have in our mind or our brain has an effect, as every thought is energy, and energy that has a positive or a negative vibrational frequency. So when you know that you have about 60,000 or even more thoughts a day, imagine 60,000, not 1,000, not 10,000, not 20,000, but 60,000 thoughts a day. Have you ever stopped thinking about what that stream of 60,000 thoughts in your head, what it has of an effect? It would be so interesting if we would start being conscious about what we are thinking. What am I thinking? What is this thought? Is this serving me or is this blocking me? I know from fact, and I had it myself when I was really ill, lying flat on my back. So often I was thinking, oh, I'm a loser. I'm unworthy. I am stupid. I'm just average. I will never be that person, or I will never acquire that wealth, things like that. Or you can think, or I can think, I'm fabulous, I'm extraordinary, I am unstoppable, I've got amazing coping skills. And you know what? The thing is that you are always right. You are always right, because what you think and believe is what you are and what you become. So again, every single thought we have in our mind or our brain has an effect. So don't you think it would be interesting and worthy that we start thinking consciously of what kind of thoughts we let into our mind and what not? And then, of course, people, you and I, we both know some people around us, and maybe you have it. I had it when I was younger. Most of us live on autopilot. We eat, work, and sleep, and we don't even ever question what we think or which words we use in our thinking. We are lived by our own thoughts. We are, you can call it passive thinkers. Because most people do not realize that you and I, we have the ability to think, the ability to choose every single thought, to choose what we think and what we believe to be true about ourselves and the world. Let me tell you that animals and plants cannot do that. So, as much as you can choose consciously what you put into your mouth to eat, you can also choose to accept, ignore, or change any thought that you dwell upon in your mind. So again, our thoughts and beliefs define who we are, what we do, and what we attract.
Thank you.
principle number two, again, is the pictures you have about yourself in your head are the biggest force within you. Now, that rule is well explained in the book Psycho-Cybernetic from Maxwell Maltz, because the pictures you have about yourself in your head are actually like your self-image. And I'll explain to you now. For example, if I ask you to think about your car, do you see the letter C-A-R in your mind? Or do you actually see the image of your personal car, like, for example, mine, a big blue Toyota? You probably even see it where you parked it in the street. I know when I think of my car now, I see it exactly in the spot where I parked it in the street this morning. So we all think in pictures. Think about maybe the house that you are living in today. When you were dreaming of that house or thinking of that house, you were thinking it needs a garage, it needs two bathrooms, three bedrooms. I wanted to have a basin. I wanted to have maybe a veranda or something. So you are seeing images of that house, of the kitchen of that house, how you want it, how you desire it. Well, it's exactly the same with anything that you want in your life, with your goals that you want, with the vision you have for your business, with the partner that you have, that you want, let's say, and desire to have in your life as your husband or wife. So it's all about making vision scenarios in your head. But most of us make scenarios in our head all the time, worrying about the future, seeing a drama movie on the screen of our minds. We are making assumptions. We are going into the negative. And so our mind does not know the difference. You need to understand that. Our mind does not know the difference between right or wrong, between present or future, between reality or imagination. So can you imagine how, if you are going to start seeing pictures in your head all the time that are positive, pictures about expansion, about what is possible, about wealth and health and happiness, instead of pictures of drama. It's like we often are watching the channel of CNN in our head. I often say to my husband, when we come back from a dinner party or something, I so often say, this was, again, a CNN movie. Like, people are talking about all the problems and everything that is going on in the world that is not working well, and everything that is going wrong in their lives, and the energy problems, and everything, the pandemic, anything. It's always the same scenarios in our head. So we also can use, for example, the same strategies as sports people, sportsmen like Roger Federer, like any, I'm thinking tennis now because, you know, that has been my sport. But anyone, any big soccer player, any basketball player, if you ask them how they make visualization work in their life, they're going to tell you that they use the images in their head all the time to become champions, to win the Olympics, you name it. So it's something that has been well known in sports. So why not do it in your current life? So see that if you start changing the images you have of yourself, if you work on that self-image, that self-esteem, that self-worth, your whole life and your whole world will change, because your results match your self-image. Exactly as I said in the book, Psycho-Cybernetics, you can read a lot about that. Your picture about yourself in your head is the biggest force within you. That is your self-image, how you see yourself, what you believe about yourself that is possible. That scenario, that movie, that image is going to create your reality. And I just want to say honestly that that is exactly what I do with my clients. We work intensely on those two principles. Let me repeat the principles. The words we say to ourselves are the most important words we will ever say in our lives. And the pictures we have about ourselves in our head are the biggest force within us. So I trust that you have a better understanding now of the mind and those two powerful principles. Now, as I say, I work with my clients on those principles because it's not easy to do this on your own. And it's not necessary neither. I did it with someone, with actually two people in my life through the years, and I still have people helping me. I still have a therapist and I still have a coach. I think it is so important because it's not just that they're helping you, they are also giving you accountability. And if there's one thing I know for sure, it's that application leads to transformation. Only when you integrate it in your life and you apply it in your life will you get the transformation. It's all fine to listen to a radio, to listen to a show, to read a book, to watch a movie, whatever it is that you do. Great, because it makes you conscious and it makes you aware and it shows you tips and tools and strategies on how to change your life. But please know that your life is not going to change. It's not going to transform if you do not apply it, if you do not have a daily practice to do this. And it is so much easier with somebody else helping you out. So if you want in any way applying one of these principles or any other principle of the mind so that you become more resilient, so that you can create your own wealth, your own health, and your own happiness, because that's what you want and desire. Remember, it's not what you want and desire that is going to happen in your life. It's what you believe about yourself that is going to be your reality. So that for now is, I think, really a big chunk to help you today in your mental health journey, to help you become a better person, a better version of yourself. Because as I said in the beginning, it's all starting in the mind, isn't it?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Just before leaving you, I just want to take a few minutes more of your time to say a few things. Like I said in the beginning, my wishes for your new year, for the year 2023, a healthy and a fulfilling life. And this show was all about how to change your life from a bitter life to a better life. And there is nothing more important than your inner dialogue, the words you say to yourself and the picture you have in your head. That's what we talked about this week. And I trust that these tips will give you the chance to have a better life in 2023. Now, before I go, I just want to mention to you that now that after the 10th anniversary of UK Health Radio, now that we have a platform that is even bigger, 10 times bigger than before, because we're not just UK Health Radio anymore. We also have the UK Health Radio podcast. And I can only ask you from my heart to yours to share the podcast, to share every platform that we're on, so that more people in 2023 can take their health into their own hands. Like I said, a new year without a health is so much more challenging. So I just encourage you to go to the podcast. Is there any show, any episode that you haven't listened to? You can take your own time and inspire yourself to make your 2023 a better one instead of a bitter one. Now, there's another platform that we have, and maybe some of you are not even aware of it, but I just want to say that at the beginning of this year, because I myself have had so much inspiration and education and information out of the HDM magazine. Our magazine, our Health Triangle magazine, is one of the best magazines out there in health and well-being. So as much as we have now the well-being podcast, we have an amazing well-being health directed magazine that is really worthwhile looking into. So you can go to the website, ukhealthradio.com, and have a look there. And I have to say that the last issue of the HEM magazine is an issue December, January. And there is an article of mine. I've been writing for Health Triangle magazine for a long time, but there's an article that actually really follows through with what we talked about today. And that is that I'm asking you the question, which is the best Christmas gift and New Year's gift that you could give to yourself? What do you think is the best gift that you could give to yourself? Yes, a better self-image. Self-image is at the basic, is at the really one of the core principles of a healthy and fulfilling life. So if you go now to the Health Triangle magazine and read my article, it actually really goes well with all we talked about today, and the rest of the articles are out of this world, I promise you. So you can go there as whenever you feel like. And as I always say, and certainly in the beginning of this year, if there is anything you need, if you are stuck, if you want to better your life, if you want a healthy, fulfilling life, feeling fully alive and free, please do not hesitate. If you don't have anyone around you, do not hesitate to contact me at danielle@danielsachs.com, and I'll take the time for you to listen to your situation and to see what your best next step can be. Now, for now, until next week, I'm wishing you a really, really a better self-image, a better conversation with yourself, better pictures within your mind so that you can create the 2023 year that you so desire. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.